ومن يبتغ غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين.
And if anyone desires a religion other than Islam, submission to Allah, never will it be accepted of him, and in the hereafter he will be in the ranks of those who have lost all spiritual good.
The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent as a mercy for all the worlds. Born in the full light of history, his life bears testimony to the truthfulness of his claim to be the last of God's messengers, and the one to whom all humanity must now look for ultimate guidance and success.
الذين يتبعون الرسول النبي الأمي الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل يأمرهم.
Those who follow the messenger, the unlettered prophet, whom they find mentioned in their own scriptures, in the Torah and the Gospel. For he commands them,
يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَاهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَيُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثَ وَيَضَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِصْرَهُمْ.
For he commands them what is just, and forbids them what is evil. He allows them as lawful what is good and pure, and prohibits them from what is bad and impure. He releases them from their heavy burdens.
وَيَضَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِصْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ وَعَزَّرُوهُ وَنَصَرُوهُ وَاتَّبَعُوا النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنْزِلَ مَعَهُ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ.
He releases them from their heavy burdens and from the yokes that are upon them. Then those who believe in him honor him, help him, and follow the light which is sent down with him. It is they who will prosper.
قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ.
Say, O mankind, I am sent unto you all as the messenger of Allah, to whom belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. There is no God but He. It is He that gives both life and death.
فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ الَّذِي يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَكَلِمَاتِهِ وَاتَّبِعُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ.
So believe in Allah and His Messenger, the unlettered prophet, who believes in Allah and His words, follow him, and so ye may be guided.
Death is inevitable, as are the resurrection and judgment. No soul can avoid them. The wisdom behind death is clear for those who believe in the ultimate goal of life, to cross over the bridge of hell to paradise.
كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا.
Every soul shall have a taste of death, and only on the day of judgment shall full recompense. Only he who is saved far from the fire and admitted to the garden will have succeeded fire and admitted to the garden will have succeeded, for the life of this world is but goods and chattels of deception.
Wealth and possessions will be seen at death for what they really are, illusions, and more importantly, a test of a person's faith or ingratitude. For everything belongs to God, and to him we are all returning. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Remember death much, the destroyer of life's pleasures."
In the name of Allah, the Merciful, Most Kind. Rivalry and worldly increase occupies you until you visit the graves. But nay, you shall come to know. Again, you shall come to know. Nay, were you to know now, with certainty of mind, you shall certainly see hell fire. Again, you shall see it with the eye of certainty. Then shall ye be questioned that day about the pleasure ye indulged in.
How fixed is the order holding things together, this material universe above and below us? Yet it must give way before the vast unfathomed truth, in which man will see his past and his future in true perspective.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم